Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It was a win and a putt for the ages. We'll talk more about what J.J. Spahn did to win the 2025 U.S. Open. A great conversation with our buddy Damon Hack from the Golf Channel. If you missed it last hour, rewind, and go check it out. As he had some interesting things to say, not only about the course, but Spahn and much more. Coming up, some guy talks on the way, and we'll dive back into the Braves. I have something that we need to ask you and certainly share with you about the Braves. Hmm. And Mike brought this up as we started the show because reports out of Boston were that the Braves, allegedly, may have been in on Devers, the trade for Rafael Devers. And look, whether they were or were not, no deal was made. Obviously, he goes to the Giants. But it is interesting because if that happened, and we don't know if it did, it just simply means, Mike, that the Braves are doing what they should be doing, and that's calling teams.
Right. I'm curious, you know, if Alex was actually, you know, talking about real, you know, real players, because rumors are out there. We haven't been able to confirm it, but I know the guys who cover the Stripers say Red Sox were interested in Sean Murphy, Marcelo Zuna, and two pitching prospects.
What?
Yeah. I mean, well, I would have maybe been interested in that one. Now, Devers is kind of a pain in the arse right now because he thought he was a third baseman. They brought a guy in. Anyway, more on that coming up because that's an interesting ask.
It is. He rakes, though, man.
I mean, he's a big hitter for a team that needs some pop. We don't slug. We don't hit home runs. He does. Giants have, as we said, Giants haven't had that kind of pop since Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent.
All right. That's interesting. All right, stay there. We'll get into that and also this roster as we continue to try to figure out how we can get back into this race. Mets in town tomorrow. Right now, let's talk some dogs. Connor Riley is here to talk some dogs with us. Coming off of Father's Day, I want to start with this because I saw this with Kirby Smart. And I thought it was touching, but I thought it was also meaningful as he talked about his dad, Connor, and the legacy that his father, Sonny, left. And if you would, just for our listeners who may or may not know, Kirby's dad was a legendary high school coach here in the state of Georgia, also in Alabama. But, you know, Kirby, we talk about what he learned from Nick Saban. He learned a lot from his dad.
Yeah, he learned how, I think, to manage a locker room, how to mold young men. And you know, it's undeniable the impact that Sonny Smart had, not just on Kirby, but that further extends out to the Georgia football program. And you just think, look, and we know it was a very chaotic time around that Notre Dame game with obviously the terrorist attack that took place down there in New Orleans. But, you know, Kirby was dealing with his dad at that point in time as well. Dad passes away shortly after that game against Notre Dame, and it reminds you just how hectic that time was. And Kirby spoke about, you know, the impact that his dad had on his life, and I think that funnels on down to the Georgia football program. And you know, Sonny Smart lived an incredible life, three wonderful children, his wife still surviving him. And then you look at the impact he had as a high school football coach in this state at Bainbridge High School and then at Rayburn County High School and then obviously his time at Alabama. And the impact that that had on Kirby Smart, I think, is so obvious to anyone that follows the program. So I know yesterday, obviously, a very special day for Kirby Smart, his first Father's Day without his father, Sonny, who passed away at the age of 76. back in January.
Right. I think a lot of guys, as we talked about on Friday, can relate to that and trying to move on with your life, but still, obviously, can never not think about your dad. Hey, man, the recruiting, by the way, never rests, and that rolls on for Georgia. Caden Harris, a four-star. They flipped a kid from Vandy. Apparently, Georgia had a good week.
Yeah, they've been doing very well in recruiting of late. I think five commits over the past week, and I think that's going to continue throughout the rest of this month and into the early part of July. Last real big week of official visits this weekend. They had some big guys in town this past weekend, including five-star linebacker Tyler Atkinson. This is as good as a prospect, not just at linebacker in the state of Georgia, but in terms of a high school recruit. You know, I think Caleb Downs is somewhat, well, obviously they play different positions, but that type of impact. Naturally, Georgia, they've recruited and they've developed inside linebackers better than anybody, and you have to think that helps there. But, you know, Clemson is a big program after him. Oregon, Auburn, Ohio State, the heavy hitters in a day and age when NIL is still important. That would obviously be a little bit different with the house settlement. That is a major recruitment to watch, and Georgia had him this weekend on town for an official visit.
So is this going to be the new norm? Because Kirby was talking about, you know, how young the team is going to be, and partly due to the fact of the transfer portal and then that fewer players are getting to year three and four. So not just at Georgia, but I'm asking, like, is this going to be the norm as we move through this new college football landscape?
I have to think that it is, Carl. I mean, you look at the 2022 signing class. They signed 30 guys in that class. 10 of them made it to their fourth year in the program. Now, some of those guys, yes, you know, Malachi Starks, Jalen Walker, Micah Williams, those guys turn into first-round picks, and you take that all day long. But this Georgia team for the upcoming season, they have, I believe the number that I had was 11 players that have been with the program for at least three or more years. By comparison, that 2021 team had 22 of those same type of players.
Wow.
And we've seen that number drop, you know, cut in half there. But even that 2021 team, which you can say was a little different because of the COVID year before and guys getting extra eligibility, that number has dropped every single year since then. And so you wonder moving forward, okay, what is this going to look like? How do you, you know, for what we know about college football, especially these last couple of championships, Ohio State last year, Michigan the year before, you know, Georgia in 2021, they were so senior heavy that that made a huge difference at the end of the year. As we move to a point in college football now where those are going to become, I think, even more rare than they already were, how do you build a team that is just not reliant on seniors? And how much more important do those seniors like Georgia has this year, an Oscar Delp, a Dylan Bell, a Dylan Everett, how much more important do those guys become given they just are a more rare and rare player?
Mm. And again, knowing that Georgia is going to be competing with the usual suspects, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, talk about in the SEC, Texas will be there. It just seems like the same guy is going to be there, but who's going to be best equipped? It always comes back to the quarterback. Carl and I kind of got in this conversation on Thursday's show, Connor, and I know that we probably ask you almost every other week about Gunnar Stockton. What is going to make Gunnar Stockton be so special for Georgia?
Well, in the very limited chance we've gotten to see him, one of the big things that I think he does very differently from Carson is his deep ball, his ability to throw to the sidelines. And look, that was an issue last year, not just with Carson and his accuracy, but also I think the wide receivers and their ability to catch the ball. They've done a better job this offseason of being able, I think, to have an offense that is able to attack the outside and stretch and create those explosive plays. I was really impressed, not just what I saw in the Notre Dame game, but also in the spring game as well. I think there's a good mix of talent there. Now, the big question, obviously, is how does Gunnar do attacking in the middle of the field? That was something Carson did very well. How does he do sort of handling what he sees from an opposing defense? Because they've always, under Kirby Smart, put a lot on the shoulders of the quarterback in terms of reading and diagnosing and changing play calls. It remains to be seen how Gunnar can do in that regard. But this offense is going to look a little different this year and tailored to Gunnar's skill set. There are some areas that I think Gunnar is getting under-talked about right now in terms of what he brings to the table and how he can be a difference maker for Georgia in 2025.
Connor Riley, our guest, guys, we're talking all things dogs, and that means UGA's women's track team. They win the NCAA championship. Congratulations. And Connor, look, I think when you're Georgia, right, we talk about the football program the most, but across the board, all of these programs are stacked with great athletes, and this is just another a case of that, isn't it?
Yeah, they have won three national championships this year, an equestrian, women's tennis, and now a women's track and field. It was a very strong, especially, I think, spring for the Georgia athletic department there. You know, baseball, obviously the NCAA tournament doesn't go they want to, but you were still a national seed in that regard there. Softball, they get to the super regionals there. And it speaks to, I think, what you have to do in this day and age to be a top-tier athletic program. It can't just be football. It can't just be basketball anymore. And it's a lot of these spring sports that I think determine just how healthy your athletic department is viewed. And moving into a post-house settlement world where certain athletes and certain programs are going to get a certain percentage of the cap, I'm very interested to see how Georgia continues to remain elite in terms of the way that they go about doing things, because it's absolutely been a banner year, I think, for the athletic department on the backs of women's tennis winning a national title this spring and then track and field doing so in Eugene, Oregon this weekend as well.
Hey, guys, more on a crazy trade proposal from the Red Sox and the Braves coming up here in a few minutes on Dukes and Bell. We're talking with Connor Riley about the Dogs. On Friday, after we got off the air, I saw Greg Sankey was basically saying, we need congressional oversight because state laws vary and there's still a lot of confusion over the House ruling. Is he barking up the wrong tree? Because in partisan politics these days, I mean, can we really expect anything from Congress?
Yeah, I think the stat that I saw last week was in the first 5 months that this Congress has been in office, they've passed six bills. I don't think a college sports bill is going to be in that regard. I understand where Sankey is coming from and saying I think federal NIL legislation would greatly help because you're always going to have certain states that are going to try and cut under you. I think you look at a state like Tennessee that has tried to grease things for the Vols. The big thing is, again, you know, college sports is incredibly competitive. It has always been that way. And you're always going to find teams that are going to try and cut corners in a way to gain a leg up on the competition there. I'm very interested in seeing how this College Sports Commission unfolds, how they police it, and how they go about enforcing things in a new age where, again, with more money coming in than ever, you have more opportunities to cheat that system.
Connor, always a pleasure, man. Tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at K Connor Riley. We've got a ton of stuff still, even in the dead of the offseason.
Yeah, it is.
Good job, Bing.
Appreciate you, brother. And look, the football side of this, we know, as Connor's a little battling a little cold there, we know, Mike, it doesn't stop. And as much as we're talking about the NFL camp starting here in July, college football, guys, we're under that 100-day mark. We're counting down to the start of these big games, end of August. Georgia doesn't have that big kickoff game this year. We know that. But the fact of the matter is their home schedule and away schedule, Mike, and the SEC is still daunting.
You know, and we're also talking about, you know, the recruiting, as we said, doesn't end with Georgia. Georgia Tech's doing a nice job.
They
now,
are.
Maybe not as many as splashy guys as what Georgia is reeling in, but our own Garrett Chapman reporting earlier that a three-star out of Orlando, defensive lineman named Alex Willis, has signed with the Jackets, apparently telling Garrett he's shutting down his commitment. He loves what he's hearing from the guys at the flat. So good job for Brent Key. I saw Jay Batt. He released an email or a text message on his social media, basically thanking everybody at Georgia Tech. I guess yesterday was his last day.
Yeah, look, I hate to
as the AD.
Him.
Yeah,
Batt did an amazing job in a short period of time. And look, when you take these jobs, Mike, we always talk about it. Is it better when you left it than when you got there? And right. I'd have to say that Georgia Tech's in a better position than when Jay Batt got this job. But I hope he does a great job at Michigan State. And who knows, Mike, you know, a few years from now, he might be back in the SEC. Who knows? All right, man, coming up, we got to talk about our Braves. The core group of our roster, Acuna, Strider, Albies, Ozuna. You know what? We realized something about this group that we didn't talk about. We're going to tell you about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, right there. Everybody in the Braves clubhouse having to answer the question of, is there leadership here? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Austin Riley saying, yeah. We got enough of that.
Okay.
Chris Sale? Yeah. We're not worried about that. Here's the interesting thing about where our Braves are. And coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll break down what we saw and what happened over the weekend, but also what's in front of us. And I think what's in front of us is the most important part of this season. But, Mike, when you start talking about when we got good, okay, it's 2018.
Right.
Acuña's up. Albies, we start talking about these guys, and this is the next wave, and when we're gonna make a run. Mm-hmm. But I want you guys to think about this, Atlanta. So in 18, we won 90 games, all right? The season before, we were 18 games under 500, 17. Weren't good, manager changed, Snicker comes in, blah, 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 right? We win 90 games. The next year, 19, we win 97 games. COVID year, we should have went to the World Series, Mike Bell. But we lose in the NLCS. Now, in 18, we lost in the NLDS, but we were building. It was like, okay, we're going to be a good team, losing the NLDS the next year. Understand what I'm telling you. Playoffs, playoffs, playoffs. Guess what happened in 21? Duh, World Series. 22. You know how many games we win? 101.
That was the year we battled to catch the Mets. Remember that? We were chasing the Mets all summer long and win that one. And then, unfortunately, that's when, you know how I feel about that one. That series, losing to the Phillies. And then the year later, 23 is one of the best offensive years in franchise history.
Ever.
104 wins.
Mike, not just that. We had one of the best offenses in the history of Major League Baseball.
Right.
You want to talk about the Big Red Machine? The reason why that Big Red Machine is talked about is because they did it for a series of years. If you compare that year to any year in Major League Baseball as a team, it was off the charts. Here's another one. Even last year, as disappointing as it was, 89-win team, we lose in the wild card. This group hasn't had to overcome a lot of adversity since they got here. Now, Ozuna obviously came over from the Cardinals. Mike, he was playing with an organization that was winning. As a matter of fact, they had beaten us in the playoffs, we remember. I just feel like this is their biggest challenge that they've had to go through. This team, this group of guys, Mike, has never been down these many games.
No, and that's the argument. I know that's funny because Ronald Acuña had one of the greatest seasons of all time as an MVP in 2023. Unfortunately, we had the Arcia-Bryce Harper game. We, you know, to me, I thought we lost mojo, the stare down, if for guys who don't remember. And then after that, we kind of like lost our balls in my mind. But last year, you know, we were just happy to make the playoffs, if we're honest. That was a grind of grinds. Team did not pass the eye test. 89 wins. Now, 21 was that you could argue if we're going to ever get back on track. 21, we were able to get all those pieces. Soler, Rosario, you know, Jock Peterson. The bullpen was amazing with the night shift. But that was the argument that a lot of listeners are throwing at us the last few weeks, saying, guys, we can still get there. Okay, does this team, to Carl's point, the core of this lineup, have the juice and the heart? Because the only time you saw it through, there was a guy named Freddie Freeman here. Since then, you've gone the other way. You know, and that was a big part. Now, I love Chris Sale. Chris Sale's got that dog in him, but he's not an everyday player for this team.
Yeah, I just think, and look, it doesn't mean that they won't do it. but these guys have been living really well. And if you had to grind 3 or 4 or 5 of these years, which they haven't had to do, and you had been out in this situation where you're almost 15 games out, right? You can tell me, oh, Dukes, we were 8 games out. Big difference. I just don't know if this group, this core group, has ever had this kind of challenge. And the funny thing is, Mike, we've been talking about, you know, making a run and these bats heating up and all of this stuff. But, man, we've won a lot since 2018. And that's why I said earlier, I think we're a little bit spoiled. But we're about to find out about this group here pretty quickly.
Yeah, man, I don't know what's up. We've diagnosed this thing 7 ways to Sunday. The new hitting coach. You know, I've saw some things. I don't know if Kelnick's going to get back with the big club. Apparently, Kelnick's doing better down there in Gwinnett. So sometimes it takes the right approach from the right specific assistant or manager or coach to get more out of you. But I don't know what's going on with the squad as far as the clutch. We saw it, the bombs away on Friday, a grind. You know, good job by, I thought, Spencer Strider on Saturday. And then yesterday, the Grant Holmes effort gets wasted because they can't do anything against a rookie making his debut in the big leagues for the Rockies. For the Rockies. Not a rookie called up for the Yankees, a rookie called up for the Rockies. So that's a bit frustrating. But, yeah, the slugging thing is interesting, which gets us to, real quick, a story that came out yesterday, and then subsequently an article in Boston written by Sean McAdam of Mass Live, who says the Braves were on the phone talking to the Red Sox about Rafael Devers. San Diego, Toronto Blue Jays also in the mix. He winds up going to San Francisco. Some people felt that maybe, you know, Buster Posey, the GM, felt he had all the leverage, knowing that it sort of become an untenable situation. With Devers, it's gotten toxic in that Boston clubhouse.
Yeah. Look, I think for going after a player like this, in Rafael Devers, or Devers, should I say, he is a guy that is worthy of whatever any team was going to give, because there are very few guys producing like him. Here's what I think is interesting, too. With all the strife that's going on in Boston, his production hasn't gone down. Like, he's the one guy that's still been raking the Red Sox as a club. If you're not watching them or paying attention, they're okay. He's been unbelievable. So I think he helps the Giants tremendously. And by the way, we just saw them, right? We just saw the Giants sweep us, and that's a good team. They just got better. I think they're all in, Mike, with a move like this. But if the Braves, and again, it's not been confirmed by them, and I don't know if it will be, but if they did, for me, this is how I'm looking at it, guys. It's great. We shouldn't be sitting here content with, oh, well, our guys are going to come around and hit at some point. We may get to the end of July or even before then because, you know, again, we're going to find out here in the next 2.5, 3 weeks. But, Mike, you realize, hey, we got to be sellers. And if we are, what am I looking to do to improve this team moving forward, not just for this season? And now that's a much bigger picture for Alex Anthopoulos in this front office.
Look, I don't have a problem with them talking about Devers because we need pop. This guy brings pop to the plate. I mean, this guy, he rakes. The one thing that was kind of funny, and again, we cannot confirm this, but the guys who write the Stripers report,
yeah,
they hear that the Red Sox, when they did it, like if any good general manager, you have the conversation. You bounce it off the wall. You see where it goes. But apparently, the Red Sox were interested in Marcelo Ozuna, Sean Murphy, and 2 pitching prospects from down the minors.
Yeah.
So Ozuna, of course, guys, his contract is up.
Now, can I say something real quick? Because
sure.
I know I made a reaction to that when you said that. That, for me, is not too rich for this guy.
No.
It's not.
No.
And the reason is Ozuna's in the last year of his deal. You're going to have to make a decision there anyway.
But the thing is, to have a guy with over $280 million left on his deal.
It's a lot.
Who, by the way, is also under contract till he's 36. Devers is 28. So, it's just kind of funny that, yeah, the Freddie thing comes up. Oh, you don't have to go to Freddie. You look at Max Fried. Max Fried couldn't get a guaranteed contract extension here from the Braves. So he took the money from the Yankees. And in hindsight, you wish they had kept him. But it is kind of weird knowing that the sticking point on the Freddie argument was a 6-year. And here's a guy, Carl, you'd be stuck with him until he was 36 with a huge, huge number. But it just shows you that Alex is exploring all options. And if that story's accurate, that's interesting. I do think that Sean Murphy should certainly be on the block to try to turn things around between now and the trade deadline. Carl and I talked about it earlier. First things first, you got to win these games against the Mets. You got to close the gap so it's manageable by the All-Star break and then subsequently 2 weeks later by the trade deadline.
Here's the thing about Devers, though, Mike. And this is why I think, if in fact it happened, that it makes sense. He does not have a no-trade clause in his contract. The other thing is, and this is way too deep for most people, but he's not a 10-5 guy. He's not been in the league 10 years and 5 years with the same team, so therefore he can choose to whether he stays or goes. So you still, in essence, would have control. What I'm telling you is you could have traded for him, which they didn't, and with no trade clause in play, he could have played a couple of seasons, Mike, and you could have probably shopped him again if you felt like, hey, we're not in this for the long haul. That's the interesting thing about this. And listen, you guys know this. Braves don't do no trade clauses. They just don't. So when you're trading for a guy who doesn't have one, who that number is insane, right? You go, wow, he's in the second year of a 10-year deal. It's $300 million. You got to think about it in the big picture, which is, well, we could shop him too in a few years after we get maybe some production out of him that we need.
Right.
It's not just he would have come here and been here until the end of this deal. That's why I think this potentially could be right. True.
And by the way, it's funny. It's guys are complaining about a trade that didn't happen on
correct.
The text line.
Correct.
All right, yeah, guys. I mean, again, this thing about Sean Murphy, I don't understand. Devers, one guy says, Devers is a malcontent. Well, yeah, they brought in Bregman.
No, he was a malcontent because of what happened up there.
They brought in Bregman. Again, the general manager, for what it's worth, you know, Craig Breslow didn't, I guess, communicate to the Devers camp, hey, we're bringing in Bregman, who's a much better third baseman. Then the first baseman gets hurt, and they said, it's kind of like that scene from Moneyball. You're going to play first base. It's not hard. I don't want to play first base.
That's right.
So then he's a DH, and then he goes to the Giants, and it's the same boat. Giants, they're going to DH him. They got a first baseman. They got a great third baseman. So a change of address for him. Buster Posey felt it was the time. They needed pop for that lineup. They got a couple of pitching prospects. They also got a big draft pick who's in the minors. I think he's in single A or double A for the Giants. But a lot of folks feel that, man, Red Sox, it said advantage Giants because, you know, it's good for the But if you're a Red Sox fan, you know, my God, how do we do this? You lost Mookie Betts 5 years later than Trey Devers. So it is kind of crazy that you would take, you know, two guys. And like Mookie Betts is a first ballot Hall of Famer right now. Devers, we'll wait and see. But it is interesting to move guys like that, and they're not afraid to do it.
No.
Well, they're still, and it's funny because they look like they were dead, then they won a bunch of games and closed the gap in the AL East.
But this is the key. When you sign these deals, see, the ones that eat you up, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Guy Talks on the way, are the ones where they do have a no trade, Mike, or they are 10-5 guys where they can block these trades, and then you're stuck. That's what makes this so interesting. Look, again, I don't know if they called or not. If they did, great. We shouldn't be sitting on our hands, Atlanta. We right. should be inquiring about anybody that can potentially make us better. And you know what? If any of these trades happen between now and the trade deadline, then you and I and Mike can argue about whether we gave up too much. But a 28-year-old guy that's already got 15 home runs, he's going to drive in 100-plus again this season.
Right.
And was paid over $300 million. He's a dude.
Right.
404-726-0929. But Mike's right. It didn't happen, or at least not for us.
So don't get upset. But I do think, guys, and I think it's funny because Carl and I, as you guys know, we're generally ahead of the curve. We set the trends. We were talking about moving Sean Murphy like 5 weeks ago, and now all of a sudden everybody's like, you know, maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing to move Sean. You think? Yep. Thank you. Drake Baldwin. I need more Drake Baldwin in my life, man.
Hey, man, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, Aaron Rodgers' family says, we don't think he's married in the classic sense.
Come on, stop it.
I'll tell you about that. Also on the way, what you shouldn't do if you're a professional golfer, and that's trash the locker room. Somebody is never allowed back at Oakmont. I'll tell you about that coming up in Guy Talk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Where the players play. What if I told you there was a big soccer match in town, but nobody's there?
Is there a big soccer match in town?
Yep, it's going down. It's the Club World Cup opener. This is something relatively new. Mike Conti did a nice job explaining it earlier today on the radio. But basically the best clubs around the world all battling out. And it's kind of like a precursor to get you ready for the World Cup. So many of the venues at the World Cup, including Mercedes-Benz. So through no fault of our fans, a lot of empty seats as Chelsea taking on from the English Premier League, taking on MLS's LAFC. An early start, too, like earlier in the afternoon. So, because it's all basically designed for television in Europe and the rest of the world.
That's why these early starts are happening?
Yep, and that's why. I saw that today, and I've got my cousin Sean over in Ireland. Goes, what gives? And he does talk like Rory. He does actually talk like that. So I don't know. I didn't even know it was happening. But it is going on. FIFA reduced the ticket prices. So here's the thing. If you do want to see some premier soccer as far as, you know, the big names, the thing is, the problem they're having is all the big names aren't necessarily playing because this is the off season for those guys. You know, it's kind of like their time for the other dudes play. So I know you're advertising to see the Messis and all the stars from Man City, et cetera. So we'll see. But if you are looking, the ticket prices are relatively inexpensive. Matter of fact, under $50 in some cases to get in there and to see some of the bigger, you know, the big famous clubs from around the world.
That's interesting. I was not aware that was going on in our backyard as well, especially with the early times. But
right.
Look, for TV product, it'll be fine.
Right on. Hey, man, speaking of in our backyard, we've got some nice whips here at Colony Square where Carl and I work. I don't know if you saw this. I posted it at Mike Bell ATL. You can follow us too. Carl's put them up, C-Dukes. As I was coming up the escalator to get to the office today, beautiful, brand new, looks like a 2025 McLaren.
Ooh.
In the official McLaren orange, it's called technically papaya.
Okay.
With two bright yellow boots on it.
Oh, he got booted?
He was in the two-hour, Day-Day, you see this? I guess he was too long in the two-hour parking spot, and they don't play at Colony Square.
Yeah, I actually almost made that a yeah, man, no, man.
Sorry. You got booted before?
No, just the fact that, like, why are you there? It clearly says 2 hours. How did you lose track of your time?
Oh, yeah. No one's going to put their hands on my McLaren while I go in here and handle my business.
Clearly, they never parked in Colony Square.
Yeah. It all matches. It's got nice symmetry because the sticker, and those things never come off, by the way. You got to be really delicate with a razor blade to get that off. But the sticker they put on and say, hey, jackleg, you've been here over 2 hours. And then the two boots, they blend nicely with this beautiful brand new McLaren in our parking garage today.
Well, he's going to have to call the folks down there in the parking garage.
Right.
I'm sure he'll be fussing. Pay the fine, whatever it's going to be, and they'll be happy to take those boots off. There's nothing worse, by the way. Oh. When you've been booted, like you walk out to your car, you're like, who did this?
I know.
It's the worst.
The absolute worst. Hey, man, I'll tell you what's worse. You have a bad round. And then you show your arse on the course. You know, look, you had a bad shot. If you're a pro, you're not supposed to go wham and smash your sticks into the ground.
There was a lot of that.
And there was a lot of raw emotion because guys were losing their minds. Some people felt it was, you know, diabolical at Oakmont Country Club as the U.S. Open was being played. But players defending Wyndham Clark for apparently going bananas and trashing a couple of lockers at the country club, Carl.
He didn't.
Yes, he did. He bogeyed his 36th and final hole. He missed the cut by a single stroke. So he missed this. This all went down on Friday.
Who's paying for this?
I'll tell you. Wyndham Clark is paying for this. He damaged not one but several lockers in the change room at Oakmont Country Club. He also destroyed a T-Mobile sign at the PGA Championship. He's got to work on your ankle. I got a couple of guys I can work with. You got to get your ankle. Wyndham, from the mean streets of Denver prep school, Carl, before going to college golf. You know, I mean, come on, dude. You got to handle these hardships in golf a little bit better, my man.
Yeah, it's not like – so he didn't make the cut, right?
He misses the cut, and he goes in basically in a changing room where the pros, you know, get ready for the tournament and just trashes a couple of lockers.
Wow. All right, well, cut the check. I mean, like, seriously, you're right, Mike, though. I mean, it's a little excessive, don't you think? I don't ever envision golfers – I mean, not you weekend guys.
But real professionals.
Yeah, doing this kind of thing. Or they're destroying property. Who's responsible?
Are you the man who destroyed the buffet at the Standard Club? Are you the man who ruined these lockers at Oakmont? By the way, we talked to Damon Hack, as Carl mentioned, on the Golf Channel. It will be interesting because we still haven't gotten the ratings yet. Which generally means they're bad. So somebody's sitting on it. But we're going to find out. Father's Day, watching golf. If you're a golf, your dad golfs, your family golfs. So generally, it's kind of a get on the couch and dad will watch golf. But it will be interesting to see during the rain delay. If the replay of the 90 minutes they showed of Tiger versus Rocco Mediate from,
2008.
17 years ago?
Yeah.
Puts up better numbers than the live golf.
Yeah, I mean, look, and it wouldn't surprise me. It kept me interested for the little bit that I was watching. And you know, right. I was trying to get to the end. I didn't know, you know, what had happened. I was out, like I said, doing stuff. But at the end of the day, you're like, okay, I want to see who wins this. And I'm like, that's not the U.S. Open. Hey. Oh, that's the 2008 right. U.S. Open.
And look, you know me, man. I've been railing on this going all the way back to Wednesday. I just don't like the course, and I get it. The USA, a great job by Damon Hack explaining. They were generally doing torture chambers. They kind of took the foot off the gas a little bit with that, and they went back to what was just, you know, as I said, diabolical conditions and a great win for a dude that, you know, let's be honest, this is probably the only win for J.J. Spawn of a major, and he's got one other win on his career.
Yeah.
He did lose in the playoff this year at the Players. So he was playing good golf, but it was great to see him and his wife and the kids. And, of course, he did get a little bit of a cheat code when Victor Hovland gave him the read on that 64-foot birdie putt, but that was a nice exclamation point for an otherwise dreadful round of golf for most of his guys. He, again, started with four fives. He bogeyed five of the first six holes he played. That's crazy. And still finds a way to win.
Yeah, look, I think the dramatics of that putt is going to live forever. First, the greens were relentless. Like, that was the longest putt in 4 days by anybody on 18. So he did the impossible, to be honest. And to win it on the impossible putt is enough to I think, drive people to say, man, I missed that. You didn't miss a whole lot. The rain delay, to Mike's point, was just that. I mean, it was boring up until that point. But he was able to regroup. I just think the rain delay saved him, man. I really do.
Hey, man, we learned last week when Aaron Rodgers reported to Steelers mandatory minicamp, he had a ring on his finger. If you like it, put a ring on it. Apparently, the Daily Mail, which is kind of like the New York Post over in the UK, they get all the stories. Even in American athletes, they cover in the tabloid journalism. They apparently reached out to some of the family members. And apparently the Rodgers family, who is best described as estranged from their son Aaron and brother, say they're unconvinced the marriage is real and that the Steelers quarterback, quote, may have had a symbolic commitment ceremony as opposed to a legally binding wedding. The report comes on the heels of the revelation, which again...
What, did they get married in Vegas?
Or did they get married at Machu Picchu?
I mean, what are we
Did they get married with a witch doctor down in the Congo?
Ceremonial?
I don't know. I mean, were there Wiccan? Did he get married by a witch?
It's crazy. Look, it was revealed. You said minicamp, right? Is when everybody found out?
Yep. So apparently there's a woman reported to be named Brittany, and his brother, Jordan, and his wife, JoJo, didn't go to the wedding and don't know anything about this woman named Brittany, a source telling the Daily Mail of the couple. So, again, that's the brother that was on the Bachelorette. Anyway, Rodgers, as you guys know, as I mentioned, has kind of had a sort of standoffish relationship. That's fine. Look, believe me, not everybody gets along with everybody in their family. That's not a crime, but it is kind of interesting that they decided to go public and say, I think he's married.
Yeah, because y'all didn't go to the wedding.
Well, you weren't invited.
I mean, that's the deal.
I got married in Jamaica specifically to keep half of my family from being at the wedding.
Yeah, destination weddings do that.
If you met my mom's side of the family, I said, and my wife and I'm like, where can we go that they can't find us? I know. They'll never get a passport in time. We'll go to Jamaica. And it worked out great. And it was perfect. So again, I'm not going to fault Aaron for that. But we'll see if he's actually married or not. Hey, by the way, I was a good old boy this week at Carl. After living here now in the South because Florida doesn't really count as the South. I did live in West Virginia, but that's like its own country. And I did live in Virginia. But my time here south of the Mason-Dixon, I'd never owned a pickup truck. My father-in-law left it to us after he passed. Carl, I was red as hell this weekend.
Were you?
Man, I was over in Good Hope, Alabama and Cullman, Alabama on Smith Lake in my Ford F-150 with my dog in the front seat. It's about as red as I've. It's pretty good for a kid from Brooklyn, right?
That's about sums it up right there.
Only thing missing was some Copenhagen. It's a George Strait.
You didn't do any of that?
No.
They were playing the George when you rolled up, though, weren't they?
Yes, they were. But anyway, I was over there at the lake. Real quick, let me ask you this. Is it unmanly for my two men to share a waffle at Waffle House if you're in the state of Alabama?
Explain.
All right, so Sunday morning, his wife, Jensen, back there, everybody's sleeping because we hit it pretty hard. My buddy's got a house on the lake. We're just, you know, obviously big music guy. Dave is one of my best friends from Florida State. So we hit it pretty hard. So the girls were like in no shape to cook or anything. I said, we'll go get you some Waffle House. So we swing over to the Waffle House. And of course, my buddy Dave's like the mayor. He talks like King of the Hill. So literally he's like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. She's a good girl. She's beyond mess. She cleaned her life up. Of course she did. I'm getting all this information I don't know.
About people at Waffle House?
Everybody at Waffle House. It's like, oh, that's so-and-so. Yeah, she's lost some weight. She's lost some weight. Wow, I hate to see her before she lost the weight. Sorry, not to be catty, but Dave just knows everybody. He can run for mayor of this town. So we're sitting there, and so, you know, and my buddy Dave, he's the guy, and I've told Carl the story. If you think that Carl and I talk for a living, you should hear my buddy Dave. He'll be the guy. Years ago, I picked up a car at an auction house in Houston.
Okay.
And I said, at the time I was single, Dave was single. I said, hey, man, I got a voucher. Back then it was AirTran. That's how long ago this was. I picked up this Cadillac convertible. I said, you want to go and we'll do like a road trip. We'll swing through Louisiana. LSU was playing at home that weekend. Go see Georgia and we'll swing back. And, you know, we'll go to, you know, Beau Rivage or something. He goes, hey, that sounds like a hell of an idea. So we get in the car and we do the trip, pick up the car. We're driving through Louisiana. And Dave's one of these guys, when he tells the story, he's like, you know, it's funny. It's back in 94. I was working down in Destin. After FSU. No, come to think of it, it was 95. So anyway, I was down. You know, now that I think of it, it was Fort Walton. Okay. Like, finish the freaking story.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's that guy. So, and he's literally that dude. So we're off. I always get the same thing. I get the Texas cheesesteak, double the meat, scattered smothered, covered. You know, get the orders in for the girls. Dave gets his. And Dave's like, you know what? I think I'll do a waffle too. No, I don't need that. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm like, just bring us a freaking waffle.
Bring one.
So anyway, bring the waffle. Dave's like, I don't need all that. So we cut it in half. So two men sharing a waffle are at the counter. And there's a dude, something looks like a truck driver next to me, big wallet on a chain. He goes, you boys sharing a waffle, huh? So I didn't really think anything of it. We cut it down the middle. Syrup and butter on your side, syrup and butter the way I like on my side.
Here's the problem.
Split the waffle.
Here's the problem. And look, I'm with you. I wouldn't give a damn. But separate plates. Once you cut the waffle, you had to have it. Honey, can you bring me a plate?
Right.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. My plate, your plate, and now you do whatever you want. We're eating off the same plate. You're lucky that trucker didn't say something else to you.
So we got to cut. So then after we're cutting down the middle with the syrup, right? So I got my side. So we split the waffle. So the waffle is split, but it's still on the same plate. Mm-mm. And then the server, the girl that was the waitress was working behind the counter. She goes, y'all are sharing a waffle. Ain't that cute? Want us to dim the lights?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying. Like, that's the crazy thing is, here you are. You're eating your half. He's eating his half. Got to be on my own plate,
so there
man.
You go. So there, lesson learned. Never share a waffle in Alabama. You get looks from strangers, and there's your guy talk on a Monday.
Y'all lucky to get out of there. There they go. Those two are at the bar right there.
I wonder which one is the
careful.
Excuse me, before you bring that out the back, do you mind putting that on separate plates?
I'm just trying to tell you. Great story. Hey, man, coming up, we've got the Falcon Report. And believe it or not, Cunha for life, he is already working his way up. And I think he's going to be one of our lone representatives at the All-Star Game. Mm. We'll tell you why when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.